Good morning. As people continue to gather, I want to introduce Jessica Crawford today with us in chapel and also this evening for a CD release concert in Main Stage, 7 p.m. tonight. Jessica first became familiar with Eastern Mennonite University when she spent 1 year studying. We were just talking about it, spiritual direction, spiritual formation, and discerning a sense of call at the seminary, 2009. And I got to know her at that point, and we hosted a concert and a chapel and a few other things, partnered together then. And it's been delightful to see what's continued to open for her in ministry and music. And when she comes back this way, it's wonderful to host as well. So it's a privilege to host the CD release concert tonight. It is free. We'd like you to come and bring friends. Jessica is on a mission to love out loud. As a multifaceted minister of the gospel, she aims to partner with churches and ministries to express the passionate love of Jesus Christ to a hurting world through mission, ministry, and music. Whether singing, speaking, serving those in need, or encouraging the body of Christ, Jessica is delighted to pour out from the overflow of her personal relationship with God. A lifelong resident of Bridgewater, Virginia, Jessica now resides in Nashville, Tennessee, when she's not traveling. We were teasing her earlier, there was a big bus out here. Is it still there? We're like, wow, is that your bus? Is that what Nashville does? She rolled with it. Let's welcome Jessica to the stage.
Why should I fear the days of evil, when wickedness abounds? Won't put my trust in man or riches, when greater life can be found. I hear your spirit calling me to believe in things unseen. I feel your spirit drawing me to know you more. You can have your way, have your way in me. Take my life, Jesus, consecrate me unto thee. I just need your love up and come and comfort me. Oh, no matter what I face, God, have your way in me. I'll turn my ear to your wisdom. Voice to sing your words. The riddle of your coming kingdom must be told around this world. I hear your spirit whispering secrets of future things, of the deepest mystery. So teach me, Lord. You can have your way, have your way in me. You can take my life, Jesus, consecrate me unto thee. I just need your love, Abba, let it comfort me. And no matter what I face, God, have your way in me. Take my life, Lord. Take my life, Lord. Well, thank you and good morning. Thanks for coming out to hang out with me. I'm really delighted to be here. Being in Harrisonburg always feels like home. So this is just a treat and a privilege for me to be here to share a little bit. And really, I just want to share some of my story of my journey into missional living. And of course, it starts right here in the valley. I grew up going to a Brethren church not too far from here. And I'm so grateful that my parents believe in the Lord and knew that it was important for my brother and I to be growing up in a church community. And that for me was invaluable. But the truth is, if I were to be totally honest with you, missions was not really a part of my everyday life as a believer growing up, or really in my church community. It wasn't necessarily something, it's something that the church supported, but it wasn't something that I engaged in as a kid growing up. And so for me as a believer, I didn't know a whole lot about serving, both with my hands and with my heart, and expressing my faith in an out loud kind of a way, whether it's through words or actions. It wasn't maybe normal culture for the church that I grew up in. And so I always thought, as I was sitting in that pew, God, there's got to be more to you. I want to experience you more. I want to encounter you more, and I want to know what faith looks like. I want to know what me knowing you and loving you, what does that look like? How do I love you when I can't even see you? And so my life, even as a child, was kind of this journey of looking for God and trying to figure out how to love a God that I couldn't even see, and sometimes didn't feel like I could even experience. And for me, it took a really broken place in life to thrust me into a place of seeking God harder than I'd ever sought him before. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the scripture from Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And so in my most difficult season of life, I was clinging to that scripture. But as I read on, the Lord continues and he says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart." And so I began to look at my faith, and I began to look at the level to which I was really seeking God, to know him and to love him in my heart. And I realized that I had been trying all my life, but that there was so much more. There was so much more I could give. There was so much more intentionality with which I could seek the Lord in my heart, with my whole heart. And I needed to know him so desperately in my brokenness. I needed him so badly that it was that need that thrust me into a place of seeking him deeper and harder and more intentionally than I ever had before. And my journey at seminary was definitely a part of that. And if you're here from the seminary this morning, God bless you. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. All you educators at this university, thank you for serving your students with the love of Christ. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a transformative thing. And so my time at seminary was this beautiful moment. It was about a year that I just got to delve in to seeking God and exploring my gifts in ministry and exploring what he was asking me to do with my life. And I knew that I was being called to ministry, and I knew that there was nothing more fulfilling than being in moments in my life when I was allowing God to use me and use the gifts that he put inside of me to affect other people with his love. I knew that that was the most important thing in this life. And I want to say to you this morning, that is the most important thing in this life. Of all that you're studying right now and all that you could do with your life, finding out what is it that God created you to do. Ephesians 2:10, I love this scripture. God created you with good works in mind in Christ Jesus for you to do. Before he ever put you on this earth and breathed life into your lungs, he had a plan in mind for your life, and it was to do good works in the earth. We are meant to bring the kingdom of heaven to a broken world. That's it. That's the meaning of life right there. It's not some big secret, you know? We are meant to know God and to know that His kingdom is the way. He, Jesus, is the truth, the way, the truth, the life. Knowing Him in all fullness is how we are fulfilled in our human experience. And loving Him and serving Him is just a natural byproduct of what we are made for. It's just what we're meant to do. We're meant to know God. We're meant to seek Him with our whole hearts. We're meant to be filled up by Him. And when we're filled up by Him, we can't help but give it away. And so I had to go on this journey of figuring all that out, though, because it was not, as I said, my norm. And so after my time here in seminary, I was here for about a year, and it was amazing. And but God was also calling me into music, and I was going, okay, Lord, I don't understand. I'm like at my most broken place, and you're asking me to be in seminary, you're calling me to release music, and you're asking me to do ministry. This really doesn't make sense to me, Lord. What's going on? And so my prayer turned into, after I released my last CD in 2010, my prayer turned into, okay, God, if you want me to do music, I need help, I need training, and I can't do this alone anymore. And not too long after I prayed that prayer, I got an email from a friend telling me about this 3-month equipping school in Nashville, Tennessee. And I read the first two lines, and it was something to the effect of, do you have a heart for the Lord and want to bring his love to people on earth? And I just instantly went, that's me, through creative gifts. Like, do you wanna share the love of God through creative arts? And I went, yeah, that's what I wanna do. I know that's what I'm made to do. And so I applied to the school, and a month later, I was off to Nashville and didn't know that 3 years later I'd still be there. I thought I was just gonna go and then come back to the valley, and that was not God's plan. So what happened was I did this 3-month creative arts ministry missions equipping school. So it's set in the heart of the inner city. So I was plucked up from my comfortable Shenandoah Valley, plopped in the middle of inner city Nashville, which really is an inner city, in a ministry that's been there for 20 years, serving gangbangers and alcoholics and drug abusers and prostitutes and broken people of all kinds, loving them, serving them, bringing Jesus to them, being the hands and feet of Christ. And there was something about being in that community that changed me. It changed me forever, watching people who have laid down their lives to live in a really uncomfortable place, in an environment that's not happy, that's not easy, that is dangerous. I mean, I could hear gunshots some nights from my apartment. These people were filled with joy, and they were filled with passion for the Lord, and they were filled to overflowing with the love of God. They knew how loved they were by God, and they knew that that love had to overflow into the community that they were living. And so slowly but surely, my heart started to go, okay, this is what being missional looks like. It's just being loved by God, knowing that I'm a daughter of God, knowing that you're a son of God, knowing that you're a daughter of God, letting Him fill me up on the inside, and then giving that love away. And so after that 3-month experience came 2 years of inner city missions, and I was put in charge of Meal of Hope, which is a Thursday night every week, unless the team is on a missions trip or out of town for a holiday break. They are feeding the community every Thursday night, a hot meal. They are playing worship music and speaking a message of love and of hope and of restoration to the people that come. And so I got to coordinate the volunteers for that meal. I got to know the people by name. I got to watch their face light up as I said their name by memory. And they looked at me like, you know who I am? You remember me? I have value? You can just see the wheels turning.
I remember there's one guy, his name is James, and so his name was really easy for me to remember because that's my dad and my brother's name. And we would, you know, sometimes I'd see him on Thursday nights when he came through the doors, but we would also go out into the community and just talk to the people, pray for people, love on people, invite them to the missional things that we had going on, like food giveaways or worship services or whatever the case may be. But I would always see James. And I would always say, "Hey, James, how's it going?" And every time he looked at me like, "You know my name." And there is such power in just acknowledging people. There's such power in stopping for one person. There's such power in remembering one person's name. And there's power in stopping to notice that the clerk at Walmart is having a rough day and saying, "Hey, how you doing? You all right?" And they start talking and go, "I'm gonna pray for you. How can I pray for you today?" There's power in knowing that your everyday life is a mission. There, as believers, like, we're constantly on mission. That's the way it should be. Every person that we interact with, every moment of our day, what if the whole church was constantly looking around going, "How can I love someone right here and now?" Because you don't have to be an inner city missionary. For me, God knew that's what it would take to change my heart. That's what it would take to transform my understanding. But being missional is just supposed to be a part of the life of a believer. We're supposed to just know that we're loved. We're supposed to seek God on our own so that he fills us up on the inside and we can't help but give it away. Because there is a whole world of broken people. There is a whole world that is waiting for the sons and daughters of God to arise. They're waiting on us. They're waiting on us to take our place. They're waiting on us to say, "How can I pray for you today? Because I believe in a God who loves you unconditionally and wants to meet you right here and now." They're waiting on us to know our identity, to know that we're loved, and to know that we've got to extend that same passionate love to others. And so for me now, this past year has been about seeking God more on what is the mission of my life? And I was on a retreat about a year ago in January with my aunt and uncle, who are very missional. They grow food for food banks. They sold their house, moved to a trailer in the country of South Carolina. Now they grow gourmet food for the food banks. And they take a mobile food pantry to different places. It's so cool. They're, you know, in their 60s, and they're just going for it. And I was with them, and I was praying, "Lord, what is it that you're asking me to do with my life?" And the phrase, "love out loud," just dropped in my spirit, and I knew, okay, that's my mission. And whatever it is, God, whether you're asking me to sing songs or to speak words or to feed people in need or to give away clothes or to stop for the grocery clerk at Walmart, I want to love out loud. I want my life to be an expression of loving people with the passionate love of Jesus. Because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. And I know I'm loved now. I know how much God loves me. Well, maybe I don't know how much God loves me. That's pretty endless and vast. That would be a pretty bold statement to say. But I'm on a journey of constantly experiencing just how much God loves me. And when I feel dry and empty and tired and worn out and I don't want to give, I know then it's time to go back to the source of love. God is love. And I can always run back to him and allow him to fill me up. The Holy Spirit's a wonderful thing, guys. He's beautiful and he's real and he is active and he is desperate for the moments when we just stop. Just stop everything and say, "I need you. need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need thee, my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. And we just let him meet us where we are. And let him give us what we don't have. And then we get to give it away. Songwriting is such a mystery to me because sometimes it just drops on me out of the clear blue sky, and that's how I know it's the Lord and not me. And this Christmas, I was walking into a store. I was shopping with a couple of my little cousins and having some girl time with them, and I heard this this hook, and it went, oh, 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 oh. I like that. I like that, God. That's got to be a song. And so I'm walking into Old Navy, recording it into my phone. And later, I spent some time. I know just one morning I got up and I just knew that song needed to be written. And so I just sat with the Lord. And honestly, I don't even remember actually writing it. It just happened. And this song is so close to my heart because as I've been sharing, God's love is so amazing. And the heartbeat of the song and what it's really about is that God's love is like a wildfire. And it's all consuming. And he wants to consume us so desperately. But we got to give him permission to come in. And as we give him permission to come in, he refines things in us. You know, we're human. We're not perfect. We're messed up. We think wrong. We feel wrong. We believe wrong. We do wrong. But God is good. And he's a redeemer, and he loves to redeem things in us. And so that's what this song is about. Come and spark a flame that burns. Fan these embers, it's my turn. Watch the fire grow. My soul till I'm consumed. Set me ablaze now till there's no doubt. I'm all for you, 'cause your love is like, oh, 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 wildfire. Thank you. thank you. Thank you so much for letting me share my heart this morning. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to pray to close out, but I just want to tell you really quick, I'm doing a student discount for you guys this morning, $4 for my EP. It's back on the table. It's 5 songs, brand new. God allowed me to fundraise and make it happen in Nashville, even as a missionary. So thank you, Lord. And 7 o'clock tonight, free concert. I'll have a band with me. It's going to be lots of fun. So bring your friends, and let's just pray. God, we know that you are love. And we trust that your love is so perfect for us, that you're able to meet us in every place that we need you, that you want to fill us up so much that we have overflow that we just have to give away. And I just pray right now for every student that they would know the depths of your love, that they would know how to live a life of love using the gifts that you've given them, and that they would find all fulfillment in knowing you and serving you and loving others. Thank you, God, for this community. I bless EMU in Jesus' name. I thank you for their heart and their mission to know you, God, and to equip people to love you and to serve this world. And would you, Lord, just fill us up with your love as we go about our day and our week and our year and our life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll be in the back if you guys want to come say hi. I'd love to talk to you. Have a great day.